الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن سيدنا مولانا محمد عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال إبراهيم رب اجعل هذا البلد آمنا واجنبني وبني أن نعبد الأصنام. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من حج فلم يرفس ولم يفسق رجع كيوم ولدته أمه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله الذي وصدق رسول النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. All praises and worthy of worship is due solely for Allah, the originator, the sustainer of the seven heavens and the earth. One may wonder, each year millions of believers, they undertake the journey to visit the holy city Makkah al-Mukarramah. Despite spending thousands of rands and a tiresome journey, what treasures and what beauty lies there. It's nothing except to attain the love and the proximity of Allah. And what is a powerful magnet that invites believers from the folk to the holy city, Makkah al-Mukarramah? It's the magnanimity, it's the mercy which descends direct on the Baytullah. And above the Baytullah is Baytul Ma'mur. And the Baytul Ma'mur is a Kaaba of the Malaikas. If an angel made tawaf of the Baytul Ma'mur, he will not get a second opportunity to make tawaf of the Baytul Ma'mur till the day of Qiyamah. Before the construction of the Baytullah, it was just water. No sign of any land. The first bubble of sand that came up, that became apparent, was that spot where today the Baytullah is constructed. For this reason, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Ya Ahl Makkah, antum fi wastin min al-ard. You are the center of the earth. Allah's mercy descends direct on the Baytullah. The mercy is then distributed to all the masajids throughout the world. Similarly, Islam began from Makkah al-Mukarramah and it spread to the four corners of the world. From all the cities, the most precious or the greatest city is Makkah al-Mukarramah. Allah takes a qasam, Allah takes an oath by the city Maqasimu bihad al-balad. And وهذا البلد الأمين refers to مكة المكرمة. Let alone the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam frequenting مكة المكرمة. Some Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are buried in that city in the land of مكة المكرمة. And what could be said more? The greatest personality, the seal of all prophets, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's birthplace was Makkah. Daily, 120 mercy descends on the Baytullah. 60 for that person who makes the 40 for that person who performs the namaz in Haram Sharif, and 20 for that person who looks at the Baytullah. Has Sa'ib ibn Musayyib rahmatullah alayhi, he writes, That person who looks at the Baytullah with iman and firm conviction, his sins are deleted, his sins fall off, he is forgiven, he is clean, like the day his mother had given birth to him. Abu Sa'id Madani rahmatullah alayhi writes, that person who looks at the Baytullah with iman and firm conviction, then he's like leaves. Hazrat Attar rahmatullah alayhi goes as far as saying, that person who looks at the Baytullah, then he receives the reward, he has nafil ibadat, merely looking at the Baytullah. And if we look, a person who performs namaz in the Baytullah, he receives 100,000 reward. Performing namaz in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the reward is 50,000. And performing namaz in Masjid al-Aqsa, the reward is 10,000. Like the rewards are multiplied, similarly to commit a sin in the Baytullah, the Haram Sharif, the sins are also multiplied. For this reason, Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he would pitch up two tents, one in the Haram Sharif and one out of the Haram Sharif. If he had to admonish any of his family members or his slaves, he would pitch, which is outside the Haram Sharif, fearing perhaps I may just exceed in admonishing, addressing the issue. And if we study and look into the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, we will deduce, we will learn many lessons. The time when the huge fire was lit, because Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam burned the idols, broke the idols. The commentators have written, the heat was so intense that the people that lived nearby, they could feel the heat. So it was virtually impossible going close to the fire and throwing Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Shaitan approaches a human being and he says, throw Ibrahim by a catapult. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is made, his clothes are taken off, he is tied with a rope, on the verge of being thrown, on the verge of being casted. Malaikas are watching the scene. What's going to happen to the Khalil of Allah? The Malaikas, they approach and they come to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, saying, oh Ibrahim, we are here to assist and help you. Ibrahim alayhi salam's reply was, Allah is sufficient. And Allah is aware of everything. When they cast, they threw Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam the fire. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam says, I did not experience that amount of tranquility that time when I was in the fire. And the first person to wear clothes on the day of Qiyamah will be Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, because his clothes were taken off on this earth. We thus learn, when we notice and see the laws of Allah, the commandments of Allah are trampled, are violated, then the hadith says, if you have the strength, then use your strength. And if using your strength, the situation will go worse, then speak out. Address the issue. Perhaps they may take heed to your advice. And if speaking out, she will still grow worse, then detest it at heart. That is the lowest category of iman. Like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam placed his trust on Allah. Respect the elders, when we alarm our homes, our car, place of full trust in Allah. It's not our alarms, and it's not the security system that will protect our cars or our business. It's Allah that will protect it. It's Allah that will save it. And the time when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam left his wife Hazrat Hajra and his baby Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam in the barren land of Makkah al-Mukarramah, no sign of any vegetation. There isn't anyone living there except the clan of Jurhum. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam then turns and begins walking away. The wife says, "Who are you leaving us to in this barren land? No sign of any vegetation." She realized, she asked him, she said to him, "Is this the command of Allah?" Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Yes." She then said, "Idhan la yudayyuna." Then Allah will not destroy us. Just as Allah has commanded you to leave, Allah will take care of us. This was the height of Iman and their relation with Allah. After Ibrahim was sighted, where he could not see his wife and his baby Ismail alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam then began making dua. "Oh my Allah, I have left my family in the barren land of Makkah al-Mukarramah. There's no sign of any vegetation. Oh Allah, protect and safeguard my family. Oh Allah, make this place a place of safety, hadh al-balad, and which is a parent who is not concerned for the protection and the safety of his children, of his family. Makkah al-Mukarramah, barren land." Allah accepted the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Normally, the enemies of Islam, on several occasions, they attacked Masjid al-Aqsa. They demolished the Babri Masjid, many other masajid in the world. But as far as Baytullah is concerned, Allah protected it. This was the effect of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's dua. "Oh Allah, sustain this place. Oh Allah, grant sustenance to this place." We will find different varieties of fruit, vegetable, goods and items available in Makkah al-Mukarramah. At times you won't find those fruit, vegetable, goods and items in other countries, but it's available in Makkah al-Mukarramah. This was the effect of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam dua. And Allah has blessed us, respected Ali, with a powerful weapon. And that is the weapon of dua. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said, "For whomsoever the doors of dua has opened, then has opened for him the doors of mercy." As Abu Huraira reports, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said that when a believer makes dua, it's surely accepted, provided he is not haste. Sahaba kiram said, "Ya Rasulullah, what is meant by haste?" Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, when a believer makes dua, and he continuously makes dua, and then he does not see the effect of his dua, then he stops making dua, whereas the dua of a believer is surely accepted. When making dua, humble ourselves. In one hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, when make dua, cry. If you cannot cry, then imitate yourself, emulate like a person. And when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam constructed the Baytullah, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did that, "I've accomplished a great task. It's to my credit." No. His dua was, "Oh Allah, accept it from our side. Oh Allah, accept it from our side." From this we learn, respected elders, whatever virtuous act and deed we perform. It's only through the grace and mercy of Allah that Allah has enabled us to perform that act and deed. And if we see our action and deeds are not worth to be present in the court of Allah, that we should feel proud of. Never look down at anyone. Never belittle anyone. You and I don't know, respect the elders, which act may be a means of us entering to Jannat and being protected in the grave and the year after. It's written of a great scholar, after he had passed on, left the world, then people saw him in a dream. So they asked, what happened between you and Allah? What transpired between you and Allah? So he says, Allah asked me, do you know why I've forgiven you? So he thought, perhaps, because of teaching Hadith Mubarakah, Allah said to him, once you dipped your pen in the ink, and when you lifted your pen up, then a fly came and sat on the nib of the pen, and it began drinking the ink. You waited a little. Because you waited, he said, I have forgiven you. Respect to Allah, never regard is, it may be that act that may lead us to Jannat. And never regard a small sin to be inferior. It may be that sin that may lead a person to Jahannam. Allah then says to Ibrahim alayhi salam, O Ibrahim, announce to people, the house of Allah is ready. Come and perform Hajj. Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam said, O Allah, there isn't anyone living here except the clan of Jurhum. Allah says, O Ibrahim, your work is to announce and my work is to convey the message. According to one narration, Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam stood on Maqam Ibrahim. Another narration, Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam stood on the mountain of Abu Qubais, inserted his fingers in his ears and began announcing, O people, the house of Allah is ready. Come and perform Hajj. Those who were present during the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Allah had decreed Hajj for them. They responded by saying, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik. You and I were not present the time when this announcement was made. Our souls were resting in Alami Arwah. The amount of times our souls responded to the announcement of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, that amount of times a person performed Hajj, or that amount of time a person performed Umrah. And when a person decides, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, on his right, the stones, the trees, the earth, and on his left, they as well recite, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. And the virtue regarding that person who performs Hajj, regarding that person who performs Umrah, the hadith says, Man hajja falam yarfas walam yafsuk, that person performs Hajj, and he doesn't indulge, he doesn't engage in any illicit talks, walam yafsuk, and he does not disobey Allah, he does not commit sins, then raja kayomin waladatu ummuhu, or kama qala salatu salam, he returns as though his mother had given birth to him. In another hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu salam says, al hajj wal ummar waftullah, that person performs Hajj and that person performs Umrah, they are the delegation of Allah. In da'awu ajabahum, if they make dua, it's accepted. Wa nistaghfaru ghafara lahum, and if they seek forgiveness on your behalf, you'll be forgiven. For this reason, the hadith advises us, encourages us, idha laqit al-hajj fasallim alayhi, when you meet a haji, make salam to him, wasafihu, greet him, wamurhu, and request him to seek forgiveness on your behalf, because fa innahu maghfurullah, as he is forgiven. That person who performs Hajj, or that person who performs Umrah, that a person has become poor, he's having a problem. The hadith says, "Tabi'u al-Hajj al-Hujjat wal-Umrati, fa'innahuma yanfiyan al-faqra wa-dhunub. Tabi'u al-Hajj wal-Umrah. Perform Hajj after Hajj. Perform Umrah after Umrah. Because performing Hajj after Hajj, performing Umrah after Umrah, فَإِنَّهُمَا يَنْفِيَانِ الْفَقْرِ. It removes poverty and it wipes off sins. It deletes sins. Sins are forgiven like a furnace removes rust from the metal. As for that person who has the money to perform Hajj, who has the money to perform Umrah, and he does not perform Hajj, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, then he may die as a Christian or he may die as a Jew. Allah is not concerned. There isn't much time to speak to elders. As for the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, so much love by Allah, so blessed, that in no days, virtuous act and deed are loved by Allah, then the action and deed performed the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Before I conclude, it's written in Nusratul Majalis, on the night of Ashura, to keep fast on the night of Ashura is sunnat. It's written that a person saw a dream. He saw in front two powerful, brilliant, and in front of his friend, two powerful, nine powerful lights. So he says to his friend, why only two powerful lights in front of me? And why nine in front of you? So his reply was, for 9 years, on the night of Ashura, I kept fast. Therefore, nine for me. Therefore, respected elders, let us try to keep fast in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Value the nights. And in conclusion, may Allah accept the fast. May Allah accept the Hajj of all those who intend performing Hajj. Qurbani of all those who intend to offer Qurbani. And it's noticed, the senior ulama-i kiram, they experience that within a short period, they receive the returns, the money they spent to purchase a Qurbani animal. May Allah grant us all sincerity. May Allah protect and safeguard us all. وآخر الدوام نبي العالمين